You just heard Cariño by the Marías. And welcome to, or you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm coming to you live today from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people here on UBC campus. And today you're listening to Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah, and this show is about indie music and the way that it makes me feel. And today I have two very special guests. My two best friends from San Diego. They're here for my birthday and just because we have reading week and it's a good time. And here they are. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
So we have Haley over here.
That's me. Hello.
And Nushi over here.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, and they're my best friends from home. And the theme of today's show is going to be our collective friendship as three idiots who love hanging out together. And so I had each of them pick two songs. And later on in the show, they're going to introduce those to you. But first, I'm going to play you guys some songs that I chose. So the first one is called Backstroke by Dizzy. And this band is from Ontario. And I was reading about them, and they said that the reason they make music is to combat the anxieties of the vortex of boredom. And, like, I don't know what that means, but I find it really relatable. So I was like, yeah, sure. And when I listen to this song, it makes me feel like I'm, like, driving on the highway to go ice skating at the mall, because that's something that people do a lot where we're from in San Diego. So, yeah, this is called Backstroke by Dizzy. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
freaking out on the interstate, rolling down the windows, baby. I can't hear a thing you say. I'm walking back to my favorite place, and I can feel them staring.
You just heard Freaking Out on the Interstate by Briston Maroney, and before that you heard Backstroke by Dizzy. So Freaking Out on the Interstate is a song that me and my two buddies that I have here with me right now used to listen to in the car all the time. And one time we took a road trip up the mountains, which is like an hour away from San Diego, and we got a lot of food and bought some matching prom dresses. It was a really fun time. So I have a lot of lovely memories with these guys associated with this song. So, yeah.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart, and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So now we have some features by Haley and Nushi. So the first song that they have brought for you is, well, Nushi brought it for you. It's called Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. Do you want to introduce that one, Nushi?
Yeah, sure. So Harmony Hall is one of Vampire Weekend's new releases. After several years of not releasing any music, Vampire Weekend is my personal favorite band just because it's actually funny. When I went to Canada 3 years ago, that was all I listened to, and it made me feel so much better from the point where I started before coming to Canada, which I was like not feeling so great in, until afterwards, where I felt a lot better and a lot more comfortable. So I have some really great memories related to Canada that are associated with the band as a whole, and I love them a lot, and they make me feel like summer. This song specifically makes me feel like summer and spending time with my two favorite people in the world, and yeah, it just gives me good feelings. I like it.
Cool. Yeah, I was actually listening to this song yesterday, and so yesterday the three of us with some other friends, we went down to the beach, and like it was so sunny and all the snow had just melted, and this song, I feel like it feels like that experience, you know?
Oh, it definitely does. It's just, like, the intro, when you hear it, it makes you, like, feel like sunshine.
Yeah.
It's a good.
Wonderful. Okay, so Nushi's song is Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend.
Took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing, singers harmonize till they can't hear anything. Free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Like a young pretender's. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide the shameful crooked ends of a moneylender, cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing, singers harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.
and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a world in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die.
You just heard Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend, and that song was selected by my friend Nushi. And next we have a song that's selected by my friend Haley. It's called Familiar Ways by Alaska Alaska. And would you like to introduce this song, Haley?
Yeah, so this was a band I only recently discovered, and Sarah and Nushi know this, but the way I use Spotify mostly is I make playlists for literally every event that happens in my life. And so naturally, when I was coming to visit Vancouver, I had to make a playlist for that. And as I was just like looking for songs that I thought, you know, would fit the vibe of the city, this was the first one that I added. And I like the song a lot, and it talks about things like leaving home and people that you love. So I thought it was appropriate.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, so hope you guys like it. It's called Familiar Ways by Alaska Alaska.
I won't keep you locked. The last one, I know that you're leaving.
You just heard Familiar Ways by Alaska Alaska, and that song was chosen by my friend Haley over here. So, in introducing that song, she was talking about Spotify and how she makes playlists for all of her emotions, and funnily enough, all three of us do very similar things. And I know a lot of people who have Spotify, and, like, we follow each other and stuff, but, like, I only, like, these are the only two other people I know who also make a lot of playlists for, like every, yeah, like, every situation. So, how, let's talk about, how do you guys like to make playlists?
I mean, I make them based on mood and, like Haley said earlier, events that happen. To me, they're kind of like journal entries. So, like, sometimes I'll just have to express myself in a way that I can't put words into. So if I feel that songs encapsulate the emotion I'm feeling at that time, I'll just put a bunch of them in one playlist. And generally they're pretty short because they're just very small parts of my life, like those periods of time. So it's just short and sweet, but capture a lot.
Yeah, I would definitely say that I do the same thing.
I also like having the perfect kind of soundtrack for anything that I'm doing.
Like you, okay, Haley used to work at Starbucks, and she was like, guys, I made this playlist for if I was in charge of the music at Starbucks. It's called Beans.
Yeah.
It was so
called
cute.
Beans. We weren't allowed to do it. There was, like, this one, like, playlist that the corporate Starbucks would send us, and one day it would, like, only play Whitney Houston, like, literally for my whole 8-hour shift, and all my coworkers were going insane.
That sounds horrible. I mean, I love Whitney Houston.
Yeah, same, but for eight hours.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Torture.
Yeah, so I saw these guys. So, okay, there was 4 months from first semester where I didn't see these guys, and then we all came back for Christmas and had an amazing time. It was very good.
Oh, yeah.
And then we created this very stupid inside joke. Basically, the story behind it was we were making waffles.
Oh, my God.
And Nushi just, like, says a lot of dumb crap sometimes. And she pulled a waffle out of the toaster oven, and she was like, that's crisp in a nub. And I was like, what did
Still
you just
really
say?
I don't really have any idea, like, what exactly you were trying to say.
I don't really know what I was trying to say either.
That's crispy enough.
Something
I
like that.
I feel like I was trying to say, that's crispy, and or that's, like, something that, like, I don't think I was trying to say that's crispy enough. I think I was just trying to say, I like this crispy
that's
waffle.
Adequately crispy.
Yeah, but I think it just came, I don't know. My brain does this thing where it's like, let's take one word and string it out with a bunch of other letters.
It was amazing. But anyway, so that happened. And then for the rest of the break, like, we just kept saying that to each other over and over. And then, like, a month later, I look at both, I like to stalk their Spotifys. I think we all do this to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they both made a playlist called That's Crispin and Nub, and I also made one, but we all spelled it differently.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, I thought it was very, very wholesome.
It's very funny.
Yeah. So on the topic of Spotify, do you guys want to let our listeners know what your Spotify is in case they want to follow you?
Oh, geez, sure. Well, mine is HaileyRH28, and that would be HaileyRH28. If you wanna follow, I make a lot of playlists, so you'll see that.
And also, these will be linked in the description of today's episode on the CITR website, so don't worry if you can't remember. But Nushi, what is yours?
Mine's pretty darn embarrassing. I'm
fine.
Not gonna lie. I made it in seventh grade, so please, you know, who cares, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
matter.
It's cleaning fluids with no capitals, no spaces. Just cleaning fluids. Yep.
I love those.
Yeah,
me too. Honestly,
Forbidden
it's okay.
Snack.
Forbidden snack. My Spotify has a pretty embarrassing name as well. I don't know if anyone has looked, but it's You're My Kryptonite 12.
Shout out to all the Directioners out there.
Yeah, inspired by One Direction, so that's whatever. I don't even care. There's good music on there. All right, so next song we have selected for you guys is called No Sunny Days, and it's the demo version by Mac DeMarco, and Nushi chose that one, so she's going to be talking about it right now.
Recently it's been fairly rainy in San Diego, so I'm the kind of person that needs the sun. I just need to feel the sunshine. And so one day when the sun was out, I went outside and just laid on the grass with my dog and listened to his entire This Old Dog demo album, and it was perfect for the mood. So this song basically just, it puts you in a very calm state. It's an acoustic, so it's just like, you're easy, you know, it's breezy, we're chilling and grilling, laying on some grass in the nice warm sunshine. It's just a good song for if you want to close your eyes and just take a break from the world. And it also reminds me a lot of San Diego, which is my home and where I met my two bungholes. So it's important to me, and I like it.
Cool. So that's going to be No Sunny Days demo version by Mac DeMarco, one of our Canadian finest. You know what I'm trying to say. Okay, No Sunny Days.
Talk about a total change of pace. Another day, another lonely face. Another town to kick your boots around in. Never time to learn a single phrase. Suddenly you're home through your door. It's not the best, but best you can afford. Wave and kiss goodbye to feeling lonely. A week or two at home and you'll want more. No sunny days in outer space to watch all your tears drifting and floating away. Talk about a total change of heart, handed out and fully ripped apart. Here's to you for never breaking down. So surprised you ever came this far. Once you're home and settled in your bed, don't act as though you've simply been misled. Let her know you love her if you do, boy. Let her know what's on the road ahead. There's no sunny days in outer space to watch all your tears drifting and floating away. There's no sunny days in outer space, and truthfully told, I'd have it no other way.
You just heard No Sunny Days demo version by Mac DeMarco, and that was Nushi's introduction to... Why do the words that I keep saying not make any sense? Okay, whatever. That was Nushi's song selection. And next we have Haley's last song selection, and it is called Later by Cones.
Yeah, so Cones is an LA-based duo, I think, and... this was a song that I listened to a lot at the beginning of my, like, college experience, and it reminds me a lot of, like, new beginnings, just the vibe of the song and the rhythm, and, yeah, it's really beautiful, and I think I think you guys will like it.
Good. Cool. So that's Later by Cones. You just heard Later by Cones, and that song was selected by Haley. And I loved that song. I haven't listened to it before, and it was so groovy. I was, like, dancing in the studio over here. So that was a good one.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC, or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
So now I'm going to play you guys a song by my favorite band of all time. They're called Walter Mitty and His Makeshift Orchestra. Well, they were called that, and now they're called Walter Etc. I think it's because they got, like, copyright issues or something like that. But yeah, They're a college band from Hayley's University, actually. And that's Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Also, my brother goes there, and he and his best friend are the ones who showed this band to me. And they just mean a lot to me. They're just like this like weird mix of like stoner college existential music, but it just like sounds like they're hitting a bunch of pots and pans together, but it works. It's wonderful. Favorite band. So the song is called Tally Ho, and it constantly gets stuck in my head, and it's amazing.
Probably be gone for a while. All these things come crashing down like cannonballs. I got the wits knocked out of me. I gotta make sense of it all. Just keep breathing. I've been taking tons of little pills to make my heavy head fall. Subconscious shut up. She says there's decisions that I gotta make, though I keep dreaming of a wide open ceiling where we pull a Peter Pan and fly our sorry butts back to our old cul-de-sac. I really miss you, yeah, I do. I really miss you. I really miss you, yeah, I do. I really miss you. So now I'm waiting till I run out of oxygen. I'm banking on this 2012 thing to resolve. Cause maybe if we kiss the funny face of apocalypse, oh, it would be so relieving if we all stopped breathing, that's all. Product of culture, and I'm getting older. I just need to sack up and face it. But do I really miss you? Yeah, I do. I really miss you. Do I really miss you? Yeah, I do. I really miss you. That we swore off, well, they're happening to us now. I know I can't sit quiet, but I don't know what else to do.
You just heard Tally Ho by Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra. So, Nushi is in high school, and Hayley and I are both in college. And so that creates a lot of interesting situations. For example, one time when Hayley and I were seniors, Nushi took us to her junior party, which for you guys, you Canadians, that's like 11th grade and 12th grade. You probably know that, but she took us to one of her 11th grade parties, and it was just like such a weird experience.
It was a mess.
It was
wow. It felt like straight out of a movie. It was so weird.
Yeah, what I remember is the host eventually just got sick of having people in the house, so he spread a rumor that the cops were coming.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we were just sitting there, and he was like in the couch. Like, he's this pretty small dude. He was, like, in this giant armchair.
He was very small.
I told that guy, get the F out of my house. And he just, like, kept repeating that over and over. And I was like, what is going on?
That was, we, like, looked into the bathroom and he was just blow-drying himself.
Alex,
like, his body.
Oh, my God.
He was blow-drying the back of his hair.
Yeah. No, he was drying his back with a hair dryer. And he was like, I was like, Alex, what are you doing? And he was like, I got alcohol on my back.
Oh, my goodness. No, there was no alcohol. No underage drinking.
Oh,
that's against
right.
the law.
When you spill soda on your back.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Anyway, the reason I brought that up is because this song reminds me of that night. It's called Nothing Is Enough by Delta Will. So maybe you can harness the energy of being in a party full of 17-year-olds when you listen to this. So. Hope you guys like it. You just heard Nothing Is Enough by Delta Will. And the next song I'm going to show you guys is called Nervous by The Neighborhood. And this is a song that I found when I was perusing Nushi's Spotify one day. And it's honestly like an out-of-body experience. Like, I know we've all heard of The Neighborhood because they had like that one really...
Sweater Weather?
Yeah, one really popular song.
2013, yeah.
Yeah, but like this is a newer song and it's actually very, very good. And I just feel like the melody perfectly embodies that feeling of, like, being kind of nervous around someone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great song. One of my most frequently listened to as of, like, this month. So Nervous by The Neighborhood.
Maybe I shouldn't try to be perfect. I confess I'm obsessed with the surface. In the end, if I fall, if I get it all, I just hope that it's worth it. Last year I fell flat on my face, and last month I knew something should change. Last week I started over again. Ask me and I'll tell you how I've
be quiet. Come on, be silent. You know I'm trying, so don't say nothing. Tell me you trust me and kiss me and hug me. Well, I would do anything for you. You just gotta love me. I got an itch in my throat. I don't know which way to go. I keep on switching, I know. I need a different approach. It's all because I wanna show you that I'm so capable. You got me nervous to speak, so I just won't say anything at all. I've got an urge to release, and you keep telling me to hold on. You got me nervous to move, so I just won't give anything to you. You got me turning all around to be who you need me to. Hush, baby, don't you say another word. Hush, baby, don't you say another word. Be quiet. Hush, baby, don't you say another word. Hush, baby, when you do, I just get hurt. Come on, baby, don't you hurt me anymore. I'm not the same way that I was before. I got goosebumps all over me. When you're around, hard for me to breathe. Come on, baby, don't you do that anymore. It's not like the days when I feel so sure. My nerves, they give me a sign. Tell me I'm not fine. I just won't say anything at all. I've got an urge to release, and you keep telling me to hold on. You've got me nervous to move, so I just won't give anything to you. You've got me turning all around to be who you need me to. Hush, baby, don't you say it.
That was Nervous by The Neighborhood.
What's up, UBC? Looking to try something new and exciting this year? Then check out UBC Sailing Club. Our club offers lessons and year-round exclusive access to our fleet of monohull and high-performance sailboats, kayaks, windsurfers, and paddleboards. Whatever floats your boat. Sail! Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit our website at www.ubcsailing.org for more info.
So the other day, we went to Granville Island, and we stopped by the hammock store, and that was really fun. And this song just feels like being asleep in a hammock. So anyway, it's called Knocking by Basement Revolver. Think about hammocks.
See, there's things I can't take back, even at the score. Missing my lover, I know he sees me. Loves me all the more. I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles. I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles. So take this boat. Turn it to the shore.
That was Knocking by Basement Revolver. So the studio and all of campus is pretty empty today. I think it's because we have reading week and also today's family day, and I'm spending family day with my family, these two gals right here. But yeah, that's why I'm going a little bit over the clock. But this is going to be our last song today. It's called Cry by Yukon Blonde. And it's so groovy. It reminds me a little bit of Kid Bloom, but more pop. So hope you guys like that. And then, yeah, so thank you for listening to this episode of Feeling Sounds. I'm Sarah, and then I have
Haley
and Nushi.
And do you guys want to say anything to sign off?
Well, we're happy to be here in Vancouver.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad you guys are here.
Happy to see you.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you, I'll talk to you guys next week. This is Cry by Yukon Blonde.